This is the Sakam early of the 4th of February 2026. Essence, sweet children, at the confluence age, you receive this new and unique knowledge. You know that all of our souls are actors. No one's part can be the same as another's. Question, what method have you spiritual warriors been given in order to conquer Maya? Answer, O spiritual warriors, constantly continue to follow Srimat. Become soul conscious and remember the Father. Wake up every morning and practice staying in remembrance, and you will gain victory over Maya. You will be saved from any wrong type of thinking. The sweet method of remembrance will make you into conquerors of Maya. Song, what can the storms do to those whose companion is God? Om Shanti. This song was composed by human beings. No one understands the meaning of it at all. Devotees sing songs of praise and devotional songs, but they don't understand anything at all. They sing a lot of praise. You children don't have to praise anyone. Children never praise their father. The father knows that we are his children, and we children know that he is our Baba. Now, this is an unlimited aspect. Nevertheless, everyone remembers the unlimited father. Even now, they continue to remember him. They say to God, O Baba, his name is Shiv Baba. Just as we are souls, so Shiv Baba is also a soul. He is the Supreme Soul, and he is called the Supreme. We are his children. He is also called the Supreme Soul. Where is his residence? In the Supreme Abode. All souls reside there. Souls are actors. You know that all actors in a play are number-wise. Each one receives a salary according to his part. All the souls who reside there are actors. However, each one has received a number-wise part. The spiritual father sits here and explains how spirits have their imperishable parts recorded in them. No two souls can have the same part. Not everyone has the same strength. You know that the best parts are of those who go into the rosary of Rudra, of Shiva, first. Very good actors in a play are praised a great deal. People go just to see them. Here, this is an unlimited drama. The One Father is at the top of this unlimited drama. You could even say that he is the highest on high, actor, creator, and director. All other actors and directors, etc., are limited. They have all received their small parts. It is souls who play parts. However, because of body consciousness, they say that such is the part of that person. The father says, the whole part is in the soul. You have to become soul conscious. The father has explained that everyone in the golden age is soul conscious. They don't know the father. Here in the iron age, neither are they soul conscious, nor do they know the Father. You are now becoming soul conscious, and you also know the Father. You Brahmins are receiving this unique knowledge. You know about souls and how all souls are actors. Everyone has received his own part. No two souls can have the same part. Each soul has his whole part recorded in him. In fact, it is a soul who takes on a part in a play. It is a soul who takes a good part. A soul says, I am a governor, or I am so-and-so. However, they don't become soul conscious. In the Golden Age, they understand that they are souls and that they have to shed their bodies and take others. No one there knows God. At this time, you know everything. You Brahmins are more elevated than the Shudras and the deities. Where do so many Brahmins who become this come from? Hundreds of thousands come to the exhibitions, and those who take this knowledge and understand it very well become subjects. Each king has many subjects. You are creating many subjects. Some understand this knowledge from the projectors and exhibitions and become very good. They study everything and also have yoga. They will now continue to emerge. Subjects will emerge, wealthy ones, kings and queens, and the poor will all emerge. There are many princes and princesses. Princes and princesses have to be created for the golden and silver ages. There won't be just 8 or 108 of them. All of them are now being created. You continue to do service. This too is something new. Your holding functions is nothing new. You have done this many times. At the confluence age, you only do this business. What else would you do? The Father comes to purify the impure. This is called the history and geography of the world. Everything is number wise. Everyone says of someone who gives good talks that so-and-so gave a very good talk. Then when they hear someone else, they say that the first person used to explain very well. Then if a third one is better than those two, they say, this one is better than both. You have to make effort to go ahead of others in each aspect. Those who are clever instantly raise their hands to give lectures. All of you are effort makers. As you move forward, you will become mail trains, express trains. Mama was a special mail train. You can't know about Baba because both of them are together. You are not able to tell which one is speaking. You must always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is explaining. Bab and Dada both know, but he is the one who knows what is within each one. Externally, he says, this one is very clever. A father is pleased to hear praise. When someone's child studies well and claims a high status, his father understands that his son will glorify his name. One can understand when such and such a child is clever in this spiritual service. The main thing in a talk is to explain the father's message. Baba gave you an example of someone who had 5 children, but when he was asked how many children he had, he replied that he had 2 children. The other person said to him, but you have 5 children. Then he replied, but I only have 2 worthy children. It is the same here. There are many children. The father says, this daughter, Dr. Nirmala, is very good. She explained to her physical father with a lot of love and made him open a center for her. This is service of Bharat. You are making Bharat into heaven. Ravan has made this Bharat into hell. It wasn't just one Sita in jail, but all of you are Sitas who are in Ravan's jail. They have written many tall stories in the scriptures. That path of devotion is also in the drama. You know that whatever has passed from the Golden Age will repeat. You become worthy of worship, and you then become worshippers. The father says, I have to come and change you from worshippers into those who are worthy of worship. You first become golden-aged and then iron-aged. In the Golden Age, it is the kingdom of the Sun Dynasty, Lakshmi and Narayan. The kingdom of Rama is the Moon Dynasty. At this time, all of you are spiritual warriors. Those who go onto a battlefield are called warriors. You are spiritual warriors, whereas others are physical warriors. Their fighting and battling is with physical power. In the beginning, they used to have hand-to-hand fighting. They would fight one another, and one of them would gain victory. Now they have created bombs, etc. You are warriors, and they too are warriors. You gain victory over Maya by following Srimat. You are spiritual warriors. It is the spirits who do everything with the physical organs of their bodies. The father comes and teaches spirits. Children, when you remember me, Maya will not eat you. Your sins will be absolved and you won't have wrong thoughts. By remembering the father, there will also be that happiness. This is why the father tells you to practice this early in the morning. Baba, you are so sweet. It is the soul who says Baba. The father has given you the recognition. I am your father. I have come to tell you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. This is the inverted human world tree. This is the human world of the variety of religions. This is called a variety play. The father has explained that he is the seed of this human tree. People, remember me. Some belong to one tree and others to another tree. They continue to emerge number wise. This drama is predestined. It is said that so-and-so was sent as the founder of that religion. However, no one is sent from there. All of this repeats according to the drama. Only that one establishes a religion and a kingdom together. No one in the world knows this. It is now the confluence age. The flames of destruction have to emerge. This is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Shiv Baba. They have given him the name Rudra. You Brahmins have been created through Prajapita Brahma. You are the highest. All the other generations emerge later. In fact, all are the children of Brahma. Brahma is called the great-great-grandfather. There is the genealogical tree. First comes highest Brahma, and then the rest of the genealogical tree grows. People ask how God creates the world. The creation is there. When they become impure, they call out to him. He comes and makes the unhappy world happy. This is why people call out, Baba, remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness, come. They have kept the name Haridwar. Haridwar means gateway to God. The Ganges flows there. They believe that by bathing in the Ganges, they will be able to go through the gateway to God. But where is the gateway to God? They refer to Sri Krishna in this. It is Shiv Baba who is God, the gateway. He is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. You first have to go home. You children now know your father and your home. The throne of the father is a little higher. In a rosary, there is the flower, tassel, and the jewel bead is beneath that. Then they speak of the rosary of Rudra. The rosary of Rudra then becomes the rosary of Vishnu. Those who become the garland around the neck of Vishnu then rule in the land of Vishnu. There is no rosary of Brahmins because it keeps breaking again and again. The father explains everything is number wise. Today you are moving along fine, whereas tomorrow there would be storms and an eclipse, and you would become slack. The father says, some belong to me. They are amazed by this knowledge they hear. They speak about it. They even go into trance. And they become threaded in the rosary. Then they completely run away and thereby become cremators. Therefore, how could a rosary be created? The father explains that a rosary of Brahmins cannot be created. In the rosary of devotees, Mira is the main one of the females and Narad of the males. This is the rosary of Rudra. Only at the confluence age does the father come to grant liberation and liberation in life. You children understand that you were the masters of heaven and that it is now hell. The father says, kick hell away and claim the sovereignty of heaven that Ravan snatched away from you. Only the father comes and explains all of this to you. He knows all the scriptures and pilgrimages. He is the seed, the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of peace. Souls say this. The father explains that Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the golden age. What was there before they existed? It must definitely have been the end of the Iron Age, when there was the confluence age, which then became heaven. The father is called the creator of heaven. He is the one who establishes heaven. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of heaven. From whom did they receive their inheritance? From the Father, the creator of heaven. This is the Father's inheritance. You can ask anyone how Lakshmi and Narayan claimed the kingdom they had in the golden age, and no one will be able to tell you. Even this Dada says, I didn't know this. I used to worship them, but I didn't know anything. The father has now explained, you study Raja Yoga at the confluence age. Raja Yoga is mentioned in the Gita. Raja Yoga is not mentioned anywhere other than in the Gita. The father says, I make you into the kings of kings. God came and gave you this knowledge in order to change you from ordinary humans into Narayan. The main scripture of Bharat is the Gita. No one knows when the Gita was created. The father says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle. Those who were given the kingdom lost that kingdom and became tamopradan and unhappy. This is the kingdom of Ravan. It is the story of the whole of Bharat. Bharat is all round. It exists all the time. All others come later. The father says, I tell you the secrets of 84 births. 5,000 years ago you were deities. You don't even know about your births. O people of Bharat, the father comes at the end. If he were to come at the beginning, how could he give you the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world? If the world population hadn't grown, how could he explain it? There is no need for this knowledge there. It is only now, at the confluence age, that the Father gives you this knowledge. He is the knowledge for one. He definitely has to come at the end to speak this knowledge. What could he tell you at the beginning? These matters have to be understood. God speaks, I teach you Raj Yoga. This is the university of the Pandava government. It is now the confluence age. They have sat and shown the armies of the Yadavas, Kauravas, and Pandavas. The father explains, the Yadavas and Kauravas have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction. They continue to insult one another. They have no love for the father. They say that God is in the cats and dogs. The Pandavas, however, have loving intellects. The companion of the Pandavas is God himself. Pandavas means spiritual guides. Those are physical guides, whereas you are spiritual guides. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Be soul conscious and play a hero part in this unlimited play. Each actor has his own part. Therefore, don't compare your part with that of anyone else. 2. Wake up early in the morning and talk to yourself. Practice being separate from your physical organs. Baba, you are so sweet. You give us this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Blessing. May you become free from wasteful thoughts and old sanskars by making the father's sanskars your original sanskars. Any wasteful thoughts or old sanskars are related to body consciousness. Sanskars of soul consciousness would be like the father's. Just as the father is constantly the world benefactor, the merciful one who uplifts all and the bestower of blessings, so let your sanskars become just as natural. To create sanskars means to act according to your thoughts, words, and deeds. Your sanskars are the key to your life with which everything works automatically. There is then no need to work hard. Slogan: Real effort makers remain stable in their soul conscious stage and make their chariots, the bodies, carry out the work. Avyak signal, with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. The Father found all of you in all corners. The branches of many trees have now become one sandalwood tree. People say 2 to 4 women cannot live together. Whereas you women are now instruments to establish unity in the world. This unity amongst you will bring about the Father's revelation. Om. Shanti.